Most of this country's military budget goes to the big five defense firms that build the planes, missiles, and tanks of conventional warfare. The government is also turning now to smaller, high-tech companies for weapons to fight a new kind of war. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Later this week, the Defense Department will award its most lucrative contract ever, a $200 billion prize for the Joint Strike Fighter Jet. Two of the defense industry's largest and most powerful companies, Lockheed Martin and Boeing, are locked in fierce competition.
The men and women who defend our nation's freedom are the best in the world, and they deserve the best equipment. That's what the Boeing Joint Strike Fighter is all about.
The Joint Strike Fighter is extremely important, but it is just one part of the Pentagon's arsenal. In an age of cyber wars and bioterrorism, the government is giving more and more money to less glamorous projects. You won't find production lines at the Seattle area offices of Research International, just air sampling machines, fiber optic sensors, polishing equipment, and microscopes. That's what it takes to build their portable biowarfare detection system. Research International's president, Chuck Jung, inserts a small plastic cartridge into a device called a Raptor. The cartridge contains precision optical sensors that react to antibodies for specific biowarfare agents.
It goes in there, close the door like that, and then I would put the sample in the sample port here and close it up, and then press the run assay button right here. And 10 minutes later, it will tell me what's present and what has been detected.
The device is now being used by the government. The Raptor is a tiny project designed and built by a 25-person firm. But the project is typical of some of the work the government is funding. Small business initiative grants from the Department of Defense and other government agencies range from $100,000 to $750,000. Like many products used in the new defense industry, the Raptor has commercial uses. This type of screening device can be used for screening food for bacteria or pathogens in a hospital. Similarly, the same technology that's used to develop tiny airbag sensors for your car could be used in bunker-busting bombs. Defense analyst Lauren Thompson of the Lexington Institute says that within the defense industry, a new trend is underway.
The reason why is because most of the new innovations are occurring not in the defense sector, but in the commercial sector. And the department has not had enough money to develop things on its own. So more and more, it buys from the commercial side and then it adapts.
Some money for high-tech innovations comes from the CIA. The intelligence agency funds a Silicon Valley venture capital firm that provides not just money, but also technical expertise. The firm, InQtel, declined our request for an interview, citing the current crisis. But one Silicon Valley watcher, Paul Sappho of the Institute for the Future, says the CIA is forging relationships with area firms.
People are saying, I wonder if there's a connection between what I'm doing and what the CIA's needs are. Maybe there's a little business in this for me as a patriot. And what at the end of the day the CIA gets is an understanding of what's coming down the pike in the technology sector, which you cannot get by just talking to the big companies that are traditional government contractors.
In addition to CIA funds, there are funds from DARPA.
DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Defense analyst Lauren Thompson says DARPA will contract with anyone it thinks has an innovative idea. DARPA, for example, was the catalyst behind development of the Internet.
The areas where DARPA has been betting a lot of money are things like micro-air vehicles, robotics, biosensors, encryption, all sorts of things that basically leverage off of information technology, but with a twist.
That twist is a military application. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.